Well, as promised last week by our floor leader, he said he was going to bring up the budget this past Monday, and we'd stay on it till we got done with it, which we did. It took us till about midnight, but that was the final step in the House, in the Senate version of our budget bill. That's a step there, and now it goes to conference committee, which could take 1 or 2 weeks to get the budget settled between the House version and the Senate version, and then it would actually go back to the full floor in the House and the Senate to be voted on and approved. So we're getting a step closer. Of course, we're constitutionally mandated to have the budget done here in May, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. So we are on the way with the budget process. It looks like this is the first year for a while we haven't actually had a big shortfall to contend with. So hopefully our education funding can start to get back on track, and I certainly hope that transportation funding for our, especially our rural schools, gets built back up a little bit, because I know that is hard on our rural schools. Along with the budget, we're also, of course, continue to work on policy bills and getting them through the legislative process. We will have 3 weeks after this week, so we've got a lot of work to do yet. We're still hearing House bills in the Senate committees, and I'm presenting some of my Senate bills over in the House committees. They are starting to pick up House bills. I know we have here on the Senate. So things are slowly grinding through the process. But I just urge everybody to, we've gone from a drought to flood conditions in especially Northeast Missouri. I got home last week to see the river coming over my levee. Not a good sight. It'll take a while to dry out, but, no years like the last year. But I just urge everybody to be very cautious. And if you do have problems in your area, whether it's natural disasters, and we hope they're not, but do keep our office informed so that we can help provide any service that we may. Thank you.